بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. From the Azan of Maghrib today, the second day of Dhul Hijjah has commenced, and one day from the blessed Ashara, blessed 10 days of Zulhijjah has already passed. There are many who were fortunate and who were given the tawfiq by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to value this day. They have fasted and they have spent the day in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are worthy of congratulation and they should carry on in the same manner and value the coming 9 days also. As far as those people are concerned who were neglectful and have wasted the first day, they still have, mashallah, 9 more days wherein they can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. Let us go through the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which discuss the virtues and the virtuous a'mal that a person is able to carry out in these 10 days of Zulhijjah. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma related that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, good deeds performed on other days. Other days meaning days other than these 10 days of Zulhijjah. Good deeds performed on other days are not superior to those performed during these days, during these first 10 days. The companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in inquired, not even jihad. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, not even jihad, except for that person who goes out putting himself and his wealth in danger and does not return with anything. That means any amal that is carried out during these 10 days is more virtuous than any amal carried out during days other than these 10 days. The only amal that is more virtuous than the amal of these 10 days is the amal of that person who goes in jihad and who gives away his life and does not return back. That is the only amal that is more virtuous than the amal carried out during these 10 days. Other than that, every amal of these 10 days is more virtuous than the amal carried out during days other than these 10 days. The same narration of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, as mentioned by Imam Abu Dawud, Imam Tirmizi rahimahullahu ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on no other days are good deeds more liked by Allah than on these 10 days. The Sahaba asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not even jihad in the way of Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, not even jihad in the way of Allah, except for that person who goes out with his life and wealth and does not return with anything. Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu related that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on no days is the worship of Allah desired more than in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The fast of each of these days is equal to the fast of a whole year. So those of us who were given the tawfiq to fast yesterday, we were given the reward of fasting for a whole year. So if a person fasts for 9 days continuously, he will be given reward equivalent to fasting for 9 years. And if somebody is able to do this for 10 years, it is as if he has fasted the whole life, because majority of the people die before the age of 90. The fast of each of these days is equal to the fast of a whole year. And the worship of each of these nights is equal to the worship of Laylatul Qadr. So when waking up for suhoor, we should try to spare some time for tahajjud and for dua. Similarly, we should be very punctual with our performance of Maghrib Salah, Isha Salah with Jamaat. And from Maghrib until we go to sleep, whatever time we are able to dedicate for Allah, we should do so. Because the worship of each of these nights is equal to the worship of Laylatul Qadr. Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast the first 9 days of Dhul Hijjah. So it is sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. So one thing we need to do is to fast during these 9 days. Secondly, try to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as we can during the night. Number three, no days are as weighty with Allah and so liked by Him for good deeds than the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So on these days, increasingly read Subhanallah, La ilaha illallah, Alhamdulillah and Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, La ilaha illallah, Alhamdulillah and Allahu Akbar. If we can read it in this very order, it is more better. Subhanallah, La ilaha illallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. If not, Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, which is more easy. So this is the third thing we need to do. During these 10 days, recite the third kalima as much as possible. 9th of Dhul Hijjah is more virtuous than the other days. There is no day in which Allah sets free more souls from the fire of hell than on the day of Arafat. And on that day, Allah draws near to the earth, and by way of exhibiting his pride, remarks to the angels, what is the desire of these servants of mine? Because the angels said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa, qalu ataj'alu fiha man yufsidu fiha, will you create and send somebody on the earth as your Khalifa who will make corruption and who will shed blood? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, to the angels on the day of Arafat with so many thousands of people in the field of Arafat, that these are the people regarding whom you used to say this. Here you said this. And on that day Allah draws near to the earth. Allah draws near to the earth means Allah's mercy, Allah's attention draws near to the earth. And by way of exhibiting his pride, he is proud of the human that he has created. He remarks to the angels, what is the desire of these servants of mine? Why have they come all the way from their homes to here in Arafat? That means they have only come to please me. Apart from the day of the Battle of Badr, there is no day on which the shaitan is seen to be more humiliated, more rejected, more depressed, and more infuriated than on the day of Arafat. And indeed, all this is only because of beholding the abundance of descending mercy on the day and Allah's forgiveness of the great sins of the servants. He is seen as more humiliated, more rejected, more infuriated, more depressed. Why? Because he sees the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descending in abundance and the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being forgiven in multitude. That is why he feels this way. Abu Qatada al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about the fast on the day of Arafat. He said it compensates for the minor sins of the past and the coming year. It compensates for the minor sins of the past and the coming year. So the first thing we need to do is to make sure that we fast on the day of Arafat at least. Because if we fast on the day of Arafat, our minor sins of the past year and our minor sins of the coming year will be forgiven. And we will get the reward of fasting for 1 year. And if we are able to fast all 9 days, alhamdulillah, nurun ala nur, light upon light. After the 9th of Zulhijjah, the day of Arafah, the night of Eid begins. The nights of both Eids are described in the hadith as amongst the great and sacred nights in the Muslim calendar. To remain awake on the nights of Eid and perform ibadah is a source of great virtue and reward. Abu Umama related that Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anhum reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whosoever stays awake and performs ibadah on the nights of the two Eids with hope for abundant reward, his heart will not die on the day of Qiyamah when all hearts will be dead. Jannat is wajib incumbent for those who stay awake with the intention of making ibadah on the following nights. 8th, 9th and 10th of Zulhijjah, the night of Eid al-Fitr and the night of the 15th of Shaban. So we need to fast on the day of Arafah and thereafter make as much ibadat as possible during the night of Eid. Comes the day of Eid. On the day of Eid, there is nothing dearer to Allah during the days of Udhiyah, during the days of Qurbani, the 3 days of Qurbani, than the sacrificing of animals. The sacrificed animal shall come on the day of judgment with its horns, hair and hooves to be weighed. Everything will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah. Every part of the animal. The sacrifice is accepted by Allah before the blood reaches the ground. Therefore, sacrifice with an open and happy heart. Open and happy heart, because a person finds it difficult to slaughter an animal from his livestock. A farmer who has 40 goats, he will feel that I will be left with 35 only. If a person has to buy and then sacrifice like we have to in our days, then the heart does not feel happy. It is not as open as it should be because we have to spend money, lot of money. So think about all these virtues. So the day of Qurbani, day of Udhiyah, the 10th of Zulhijjah or thereafter 11th, 12th, we should try to sacrifice as many animals as possible according to our ability. Upon some people the Qurbani will be wajib. So we should not be suffice only. We should not suffice in only fulfilling the wajib, the incumbent Qurbani upon us. No, we should try to sacrifice more if we are able to afford it. Sacrifice on behalf of ourselves, on behalf of our parents, on behalf of our mashayikh, our asatida, on behalf of our dear and near ones, on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Only yesterday I was reading something and I told those associates who were sitting with me that it is written in this book that an alim of the 4th Hijri century, only one alim, an alim of the 4th century Hijri, throughout his life he had made 12,000 qurbanis only on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 12,000 qurbanis only on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even the wealthy people, they feel very happy that I have sacrificed one on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if Allah has granted us wealth, whilst thinking about the poor people in poor regions, we should also think about qurbani in our homes. It makes a lot of difference for the children who are in home. It makes them feel more close to Islam because they actually see Islamic things happening in the home. And then we are able to consume the meat of our own sacrificed meat. We are able to distribute it here in this country to those people also who are unable to sacrifice. There are so many people who are unable to sacrifice. One more amal, takbirat of tashrik. It is wajib for every adult Muslim to recite takbirat of tashrik audibly once after every fard salah from the fajr of 9th Zulhijjah, the day of Arafah, to the asar of 13th Zulhijjah, that is the total of 23 salah. And the takbirat of tashrik is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. Women should also say these takbirat after the fard salat, but they should say it loudly, they should say it softly, not loudly. And the takbir should be recited immediately after concluding the fard salat, and after the takbirat one may make dua and engage in other azkar and other salat. So let us recap. What do we need to do? We need to fast as many days as possible from the 9 days of Zulhijjah, first 9 days. And we need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as we can from the 10 nights. So first thing is we need to fast as much as we can, especially the day of Arafah. Day of Arafah should not be missed by anybody. Number two, we need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as we can during these 10 nights. And number three, we need to frequently recite Subhanallah, La ilaha illallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. And we also need to slaughter animals, make qurbani, and we need to be punctual with Takbirati Tashriq also. Those of you who don't have this leaflet, take it from outside. Take it for yourself, take it for other people, pass it on to others. Sisters at home are also requested to get their mails to take these leaflets and try to read these leaflets and practice whatever is contained. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi.